Welcome back for another video. Final video before the deadline. In this one, we're going to dig into data from a huge range of top managers. If you'd like to follow this series to guide you through the running, make sure you subscribe to the channel. It's another invaluable video lined up. We've got some wildcards active this week. Let's start with a quick manager highlight. FF Vamp still sits top of the experts league despite a red arrow after scoring 57 last week. Still ranked 172nd, and he's well on track for a third consecutive top 10k, including top 1k a couple of seasons back. The average score in the league was 62 points, while the overall average was 47 points. This week, 23% have rolled on their transfer, 25% have made one transfer, 42% have made two transfers. Quite a few hits this week, with 80% having made three transfers, and there's two wildcards active this week, and we've got their wildcard teams to look at later. 37% have taken a minus 4 this week, no minus 8s. So here's a breakdown of the top transfers in and out. It's Salah top, 42% have picked him up before the Sheffield United game at Anfield. One of the best fixtures I'll have all season. And last match we saw Salah take 12 shots, which was the most he's ever taken in a league game. Darwin's second top, with lots of experts looking to double up on the Liverpool attack. And therefore Watkins is the most sold, 65% have dropped him. Currently yellow flagged, and he does have Man City away, so logical switch. One of the hot topics this week is whether Darwin starts or whether Klopp rotates a few players, potentially including him. It's a tough call, but the upside is clearly there, and what we do know is Darwin was brought off early last match, Gakpo's not shown any form, and Jota's still injured. We also know in the reverse fixture early in the season, Darwin didn't start that one, but he did come on and get an assist. 15% have transferred Haaland in, with an easier home fixture compared to Arsenal, playing against Villa on Wednesday. No one's got a higher expected goal involvement than Son over the last four game weeks with 3.4 XGI. However, for some, the route to Salah is not possible without selling Son, so 15% have sold him, 17% have sold Foden. Generally speaking, selling Son or Foden for Salah allows a much better striker like Isak or Darwin. 8% have picked up Mateta as their budget forward, 3 goals 1 assist in his last 5, and he does double in 34, only 4.9 mil. 4% have bought Munez as their budget forward. Munez's 2.69 expected goals over the last 4 game weeks is actually top in the league. No one's taken more than his 19 shots over that run. We're just hearing that Pope will reportedly miss the rest of the season, which at least means Dubravka should be nailed for double game week 37 as a handy bench boost option, though we could see the likes of Petrovic and Onana a more popular bench boost combo. Is McAllister someone flying under the radar, or is it a waste of a Liverpool spot? It's quite team dependent, but he's only 5.8 mil. You'd probably rather have a defender, Salah and Darwin. However, Endo in defensive mid has unlocked McAllister recently in a more advanced role. 2.97 expected goal involvement over the last 4 game weeks, ranked 5th among all players. No experts have picked him up this week though. 6% are buying Sarabia, who looks the perfect enabler right now at 4.7 mil, with 5 solid game weeks ahead on paper. Gordon's going to serve a 1 match suspension midweek, 4% have sold him. So as we mentioned at the start of the video, there's a couple of wildcards active, so that means 51% have still got those now. The most popular wildcard strategy we'll see is dead-ending your team into game week 34 and then wildcarding the game week 35 immediately after to build towards the game week 37 bench boost. Alan Kelly's got his wildcard active right now and here's his team. He's got Onana and Petrovic in goal, Gabriel, Van Heek, Diaz, Branthwaite and Bradley in defence, Saka, Salah, Palmer, Garnacho, Foden in midfield, Darwin, Haaland and Isak is front three. Here's what he had to say. Having made it through game week 28 to 30 without using my free hit, and having no Arsenal, City or Liverpool, other than my game week 30 transfer in for Salah, a wildcard in game week 31 became a very obvious need for me. My plan is to free hit in game week 34, which has meant I've been able to ignore that in this draft, and build a draft focused towards the bench boost in 37. But the idea is not to become too focused on that distant goal, with 5 free transfers still to be made between now and game week 37. 5 is the magic number there really, as I've piled this exact amount of Arsenal and Liverpool assets in. Although I'm a little bit concerned about Arsenal rotation during this time. Luton at home felt like too attractive a fixture to go without. I've gone for a largely cheap defence with Van Heek, Bradley and Branthwaite, based on the fact that the defenders haven't scored well this year, and the fact that there are many attacking options I wanted to keep the funds for. Lascelles and Gusto would have made the cut here instead, but weekend injuries brought a change on. Salah, Haaland, Darwin, Isak, Saka, Palmer and Foden is a particularly attractive front 7 for me, with Garnacho being a nice first sub option with a double in 37. Spurs and Chelsea assets will become an area of focus as the doubles become closer. Villa is the other expert with his wildcard active, a few differences in his selection. He's got Raya in goal, Udogie, Bradley, Gabriel, Palmer, Son, Saka, Salah, Haaland, Solanke and Darwin. Petrovic, Garnacho, Van Heek and Gusto on his bench, here's what he had to say. To set the scene, the plan is to free hit in game week 34 and bench boost 37. The first consideration is the formation, 3-5-2 versus 3-4-3. I've gone with 3-4-3 because Garnacho is very useful for my overall strategy than Munez, and I can't afford my dream 5-man midfield of Foden. Dropping down from Foden to cheaper options becomes much less attractive, whereas there's a surplus of potentially attractive forwards around 7 to 7.5 mil or so to fill two slots, which allows for a nice sideways moves at a later stage. Forward line becomes Haaland, Darwin, Nunez and Isak. Solanke was also a serious consideration, but Isak just edges it with the hope that he can stay fit until the end of the season. Nicholas Jackson and Højlund come under consideration closer to the Game Week 37 bench boost. The midfield picks itself after the formation was decided, with Salah, Saka, Son, Palmer and Garnacho. No surprises here. Defensive line is a hard one to choose. Gabriel earns a spot and so does Udogie, as the two main defenders stay in pretty much every week. I see no reason to go with Pedro Porro over Udogie, and my budget wouldn't allow it anyway. After these two are in place, my budget only allows for three cheapies to prepare for the bench boost. I've gone with Bradley, as the expected short-term gains are potentially huge and his ceiling's very high, even though he most likely will need to be transferred out for the bench boost. Gusto stays in the team, even though he is potentially injured, with the hopes that he'll be back in action at least before Chelsea's Game Week 36 and 37 doubles. The final boring spot could be either Brandfoyt or Van Heek, with the latter just edging it as he rotates slightly better and he's got Dublin 37. Goalkeeper considerations were Petrovic, Onana, Raya and Pickford. Although Petrovic and Onana combo would provide two Dublin keepers for a bench boost in 37, the idea of having to play either a leaky Chelsea or a leaky Man United keeper every week till the end of the season doesn't excite me. So the projected point gains every week over time with having Raya from the best defensive team instead of Onana settles it for me. Thanks very much for sending in Alan Neville. Best of luck on the wildcards. On to the experts' captaincy, and it's predictable this week. 95% are back in Salah. One manager's back in Darwin for that fixture. Haaland and Saka captained by two each. Make no mistake, there's always every chance that Haaland, Saka or Darwin could outscore Salah, given they've got good fixtures as well. And you never know if Klopp takes Salah off early if the game's wrapped up, to play devil's advocate. FPOV projections are heavily favouring Salah this week with 9.5 points, Haaland 7.4, followed by Ødegaard, Darwin and Saka. Rob T FPL's kept track of the highest single game goal projections over the course of the season, and Liverpool home to Sheffield United is a record high 3.6 projected goals. And Arsenal vs Luton's also come straight into second place for the season. So it's important to have attacking coverage one way or another for these games, whether it's Luis Diaz, Darwin or Salah, Saka or Ødegaard. Moving on to the experts team for Game Week 31. If this video has been helpful so far, please drop it a like to show support and make sure you subscribe to follow this series every game week. There's been a few changes to the team. It's Neto in goal, Gabriel, Saliba and Zabania in defence, Salah, Palmer, Son, Saka, Foden in midfield, Haaland and Solanke up top. Quite a few issues on the bench now. Moyes said in his press conference that Ariel has injured his groin and he's not going to be available for Tuesday's game. Lascelles is out until around the end of the year with an ACL injury, and Gusto went off with a possible muscle injury last match. Mateta joins the team in place of Watkins to make way for Salah, who replaces Gordon. As it stands, the team's got 8 players at Dublin 34, very well set up for this week. Let's move on to the experts' final thoughts and tips for Game Week 31. Dan Wright says, team dependent of course, but if you're on free hit 34, bench boost 37, and you haven't yet wildcarded, then I consider doing it sooner rather than later, as Game Week 30 to 34 are your opportunity to make gains on the wildcarders. Andrew Debenham says, tempting to triple up on Arsenal and Liverpool for a nice Game Week 31 fixture and their upcoming double. However, with games coming thick and fast, we could be heading for rotation central, so selecting now players will be key. FPL Patton says, currently deciding between Semenyo and Munez for the third striker spot. If I get Semenyo, then there's a chance I might not go for a Crystal Palace attacker. FPL Sparky says, with Bowen and Watkins not having any future double game weeks, they've both left my side for Salah and Mateta, who both double in 34. Anyone who doesn't have Salah in their team, sell your granny and get him in and captain him this week. Thanks for watching, hope you enjoyed the video. We'll be live right here for the deadline later, see you all then. Sports Social Podcast Network.